You're listening to SBS News.
The federal government is slowly phasing out its coronavirus pandemic support payments. On Monday, hundreds of thousands of Australians had their JobKeeper payments reduced from $1,200 a fortnight to $1,000 per fortnight for people working more than 20 hours per week. For those with less hours of work, payments decreased from $750 to $650. Australian business owners have benefited from the payment, like Tom Adam, the founder of Canberra Martial Arts and Fitness. He is one of 450,000 former JobKeeper recipients. In October last year, his business got back on its feet and became no longer eligible for the support. He is now concerned about the longer-term impacts of a stop-start economy. Mr. Adam says some areas of the country are more at risk than others. Therefore, the government should consider a case-by-case approach.
I think it needs to be a little bit more of a case-by-case basis. If you look at some of the hospitality businesses in, say, the North Shore of Sydney, a lot of those businesses are going to be really struggling right when the money is going to be taken out of the business. And some of the other areas have been doing really well. So for the ACT, for example, we haven't got any real active cases at the moment. We don't really need it. Some of the other areas do, and some businesses that have been hit really, really hard through the period really do need their support to continue and to get back into the reinvigorating the businesses to trade again.
Businesses and not-for-profit companies are being encouraged to reassess their eligibility for the scheme, as some may have recovered to an extent where it is no longer needed. Federal Minister for Families and Social Services, Anne Rustin, says Australians are ready.
All of the economic indicators are showing very positive signs. We've seen, you know, nearly 750,000 jobs have been created over the last 6 months. 85% of people who lost their job at the start of the pandemic or have had their hours cut to zero are back at work. So we are seeing the economy open up.
Ms. Rustin says the country no longer requires emergency support measures and that government focus is now on long-term job creation strategies.
As we see the economy open up and we're starting to see the recovery, we're seeing business confidence, we're seeing the number of job vacancies are increasing. We are transitioning away from the emergency supports that JobKeeper was, and now we're making sure that our focus as a federal government is in putting in place job creation initiatives such as the Job Trainer program and also the JobMaker Hiring Credit Scheme.
However, not everyone agrees. Casey Chambers, Executive Director of Anglicare Australia, says her organisation is deeply concerned about the cuts.
We are concerned because we know that the economy isn't recovering the same speed as the government is unwinding the support measures. So it is concerning. We do think that there are a number of jobs that have been kept afloat by JobKeeper, which is great. That's what it was intended to do.
Labor finance spokesperson Katie Gallagher says 1.6 million Australians rely on the JobKeeper payment, with 2.2 million still searching for new work or more work. Government figures show unemployment is expected to hit 7.5% in the March quarter. Opposition leader Anthony Albanese says the government can't expect growth and recovery while coronavirus safety restrictions continue to be imposed around the country.
There are millions of Australians who continue to do it tough. And at the very time that restrictions are going up and therefore economic activity going down, the government support goes down. This is a premature withdrawal of support, just as the cutting of job seeker payments to those who are unemployed was premature when it occurred days ago.
The unemployment benefit, formerly known as Newstart, now JobSeeker, was cut on the 1st of January 2021. About 1.6 million people receiving the $250 fortnightly payment will now receive just $150. Welfare groups have been calling for a permanent increase to the JobSeeker payment in a bid to bring people above the poverty line in Australia. Ms. Chambers says the government has heard this advice from a number of different welfare organisations, both domestically and internationally.
We are deeply disappointed and concerned about the whole JobSeeker, saga at the moment. It has been too low for years. We've had a coalition of people who have been telling us it's too low. We've had international think tanks. We've had the business community telling us it's too low. And of course, our own members of services like Anglicare, they see people every day trying to live on that. That's just, it's ridiculous.
Labor leader Anthony Albanese says Labor supports a permanent increase to the payment.
Job seeker, we never argued should be maintained at double the old New Start rate. However, JobSeeker should be increased permanently, and the government should announce that. And we're not going to let the government off the hook between now and the next election.
Currently, JobKeeper is slated to run until the 28th of March, and it is presumed things will revert back to normal. But the federal government has hinted announcements are to be made soon. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Sofia Petrovic, SBS News.